currently over 1,000 body bags and masks and containers and refrigerated trucks on the other side of the island right now. The government's trying to blame them. They didn't sound a siren. There was no helicopters that came. People had gone and picked their kids up from school and brought them home and left them home. There was a 10-year-old girl with a crib with a baby in it. There was no warning. No military came. The whole community is mourning the deaths of over 1,500 people. They killed innocent men, women, and children by not helping, by not sounding alarms. People were asleep in their homes with their babies and their children.
You want to expand upon that?
So what I've heard is that they pulled the water out of the pipes to fight the fires.
Sure.
And then they put the water back in the pipes or from some other source, and now it's toxic.
This is a custom blue skin from Japan.
Are you starting to connect the dots yet? That's the question we need to be answering. The media is telling all of us that the death toll will remain a mystery for some time now. It's been 3 weeks since the Maui Fire Massacre, and we're all still left with the same questions. Where are the missing children? What happened to the kids? How many of them perished?
Now we're hearing reports that over 2,000 children right now are unaccounted for in Lahaina Public Schools. 2 weeks following the fire, and this is according to the Hawaii State Department of Education. This is not according to a TikToker. This is not according to Twitter. This is according to the Hawaii State Department of Education, who is documenting who's showing up in school and who isn't. So for anybody out there that tries to snoop, so we'll come out here and they'll try to say, well, we're fact-checking this with our BS meter and we're going to just automatically deflect on any stories about it. Well, then maybe you should turn to the people you look up to the most, which is the government, who are even admitting in Hawaii that over 2,000 children have not shown up yet to school. Now, we all obviously have heard reports from so many people in Maui, so much so that even local media outlets have picked up on the story, claiming that the numbers that they're giving in regards to the amount of people missing is nowhere near. In fact, the number seems to be edging closer to the amount of people that we lost on the 11th of September. Yet you don't hear this pumped and pushed as a national tragedy. Why? Well, too many people were too suspicious of what they saw with their own eyes.
2,000 children are missing with no answers yet, and they keep trying to shrink that number down and minimize it without any justification. Mainstream media is not showing you the actual terror and tragedy the Lahaina Maui, Hawaii fire victims went through.
It's really bad out here. It's really bad. People are finding whole families in cars that are just charcoaled and fried. My best friend, Michelle, her brother's family just in the car. They find the car and they find mom and dad in the front seat and the three kids in the back. The other bad thing is that school was out that day that the fire raged through Lahaina. So parents were at work and all the kids were at home. So there's massive amounts of children who perished.
As Hurricane Idalia arrived in Florida, we saw residents being told to hurry up, fill up their gas tanks before it arrives. Then they alerted everyone that the gas was contaminated with diesel fuel. Diesel fuel in a regular engine means those vehicle engines are suddenly going to die as the people try to escape and flee the hurricanes.
In Maui, no water, no power, no sirens. It's just weird. It doesn't make sense. Then now, British Columbia, same thing, not letting him go in, not letting him go out, not letting people volunteer to help. They also don't have water. It's a mess. And now we have Florida. An accident, so they tell him to go get gas to prepare for this hurricane so they can get out of there. They go get this gas, and it's all diesel. And everybody wants to pretend like it's a coincidence. It's not. Only Florida, the areas where they need to be evacuated. Now there's people broken down on the highways. It's just a coincidence, right? Just a coincidence. Come on. Please, seriously, just look at it yourself.
It seems we have to look out for ourselves, as the battle is between good and evil at this point.
What are we to do? What have we become but a nation of destructive behavior? This is now a war,
a war against all of us.
Do you think they're the bad guys? Just honest question.
I think I've been thinking a lot about this lately. I think there are a lot of bad people in our government.
If you look at this from a, you know, whatever, a 60,000 foot view, you look at the world and you look at all the shit that the U.S. has intervened in, and now, you know, with the way the internet and the access to information we have, it's starting to paint another picture.
Maniacs, these demon-possessed maniacs running the West, are determined to dominate the world, even if it means the destruction of the planet, the death of 1 to 2 billion people. They don't care.
Earlier this week, we saw Maui County filing a lawsuit against Hawaiian Electric. Now we see Hawaiian Electric blaming Maui County officials for their inadequate response, and even said there was no electricity flowing through the wires in that area. That's right. Hawaiian Electric said it had de-energized all of its power lines in Maui hours before the devastating wildfires broke out.
People understand, Hawaii Electric, Hawaii Power, announced today that they cut power to the lines 6 hours. Their stock is on a freaking tear. The reason the stock was on a tear is that they think the liabilities are going away. They cut the power in Maui 6 hours before the fire. This Maui thing, I'm telling you, there's something not right. There's something not right for 3 weeks. And here's the thing. They knew, and authorities knew, they cut the power 3 weeks ago. So why are we just hearing it today?
So once again, the government is lying about the power lines being the cause of the fire. The electric company said its power lines were turned off 6 hours before the deadly blaze began. We now need to take a look at who's behind Hawaiian Electric. Taking a look at the top shareholders, and once again, we see Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street. What are the odds that BlackRock is not only behind the electric company, but is also behind the second largest holder of land on Maui, and behind the largest land grab in history that is currently taking place? Oh, and also, what are the odds that BlackRock owned banks on Maui? They were all miraculously spared from the fires. So BlackRock failed to update the power lines and trim back trees, even though there is a specific page dedicated entirely to tree trimming safety on Hawaiian Electric's very own website. Brian Deese, a former BlackRock investment executive, serves on the National Economic Council. The former chief of staff to BlackRock's chief executive is also a top official at the Treasury Department. Previously sitting as the global chief investment strategist at BlackRock, Michael Pyle is now the chief economic advisor to Vice President Kamala Harris. All three also worked with the Obama administration. Former BlackRock executive Eric Van Nostrand joined the U.S. Treasury Department as well. In the past, we've seen the CEO of BlackRock, Larry Fink, say this.
It's just, you have to force behaviors. And if you don't force behaviors, whether it's gender or race or just any way you want to say the composition of your team, you're going to be impacted.
For the first time in history, there's been an emergency proclamation by a governor even before there's an actual emergency.
Green has declared a housing emergency. The proclamation is designed to push through Hawaii's regulatory red tape, but some groups are alarmed.
Governor Green says it's time to get aggressive on housing.
We're waiving some of the restrictions on the amount of land that, you know, that historically was, you know, allowable for building, because we just want to get going.
The working group would not be subject to sunshine laws.
You know, I'm just very disappointed and really alarmed.
For the first time in history, I believe there has been an emergency proclamation by a governor before there's an emergency. Josh Green, on July 17, 3 weeks before the fire, issued an emergency proclamation which gave blanket powers to people to go in and work on getting development projects for, you guessed it, his state. But this is a very, very dangerous precedent. Also, it begs to question, what is going on? Why would someone do that? Why would this guy do that? What is the purpose of that? Start waking up. You're going to find out that there are some various, very, very nefarious things going on that are alarming. And they are worse, by the way, than Larry Ellison, the owner of Lanai. They're worse than the billionaires like Oprah and Bill Gates. They're actually worse than that. They're deeper than that. But it's time to wake up and understand that there's some really strange things going on that don't add up. And this is scary for America. And it's a wake up for the entire nation.
Maui Police Chief John Pelletier has resurfaced just long enough to compare the loss of Lahaina to losing a leg.
Yeah, Maui's police chief John Pelletier compares the loss of Lahaina to losing a leg. He says you can put a prosthetic on, you can learn to walk again, you can even learn how to run again, and you can have an incredible life, but it will never be the same.
The men and women of this department, the men and women of the fire department, they swore oaths to save lives, and that's what they did. The problem is our community lost so many. And when it's man versus nature, nature has always won.
What do you want to tell your men and women who might be watching this?
Well, there's not enough thanks. No, I love them.
Sounds like you're kind of emotional.
Oh.
What's going through your mind?
It's my job. It's my job to protect them and care for them. Appreciate them, make sure nobody messes with them.
Remember, this is the same guy who said this.
Every data point's gonna be scrubbed and looked at and...
Every data point is going to be scrubbed. Direct quote. I mean, these people are literally telling on themselves. Again, just listen to what Hawaiian Governor Josh Green said.
Within 6 hours, 6 hours, 6 hours.
That's gonna do it for today's video.
This is Tommy Truthful from TruthMafia.com. So let's not forget, guys, I always look at the numerology. I just did this new video. It's me, Dona, Aniasoro, Jacob Israel, and there's also a blog decode. Now, blue fire equals 36 in Sepentry matching anti-vaxxer, right? And it's the 36-year anniversary of HARP, right? So 36 is the 666 triangular number, which if you look into the frequency of blue, it has that 666 hertz. Now, Ani breaks that down in full detail in the video, and I've been looking at the sky because we have all these anomalies going on around the world, and I try to stay open-minded and look at every aspect, right? The double suns. Could it be pole shift? I've been a diehard flat earther until I realized we live in a simulation and it's all interdimensional. It is enclosed, both more like a shell, like an eggshell. It has a dome under and above it. Some people think that dome is what's actually spinning, but we broke down this plasma apocalyptic event that's happened over and over again, these global resets, if you will, on our interview with Jay Dreams, and that's up on truthmafia.com right now about the plasma apocalypse. Look into that, and we get into the blue code as well. But then I think, well, they do have a sun simulator. This is on my old website, tommytruthful.com. I don't use that no more, but you can check it out over there, and the patent numbers are right there. You know, they have a solar simulator. Not to mention, if you look at the numerology, solar simulator is 51, matching Luciferianism. And then I remember what these people say.
The planet can support something like a billion people, maybe 2 billion, depending on how much liberty and how much material consumption you want to have. If you want more liberty and more consumption, you have to have fewer people. And conversely, you can have more people. I mean, we could even have 8 or 9 billion probably if we have a very strong dictatorship, which is smart. It's, unfortunately, you never have smart dictatorships. They're always stupid. So, but if you had a smart dictatorship and a low standard of living, you can have it. But we want to have freedom and we want to have a high sentence. So we're going to have 1 billion people. And we're now at 7. So we have to get back down. I hope that this can be slow, relatively slow, and that it can be done in a way which is relatively equal.
So there you go, guys. Now, I'm on all social media platforms. I just launched a new Twitter after they took our big one down. I didn't have one for a while. It's truth_mafia. So make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. Because if you've been following us for a while, you notice that one day you'll come and our channel will just be gone. We literally are the number one censor platform on the internet. That's our YouTube channel, Truth Mafia Podcast. We also got Conspiracy Cinema Podcast. You can look that up. That's every Saturday. We're on Facebook under Truth Mafia. We have 3 Facebook pages. Truth Mafia, Tommy Truthful 369, and another smaller Truth Mafia that's got about 4,000 followers. I love y'all. Knowledge is power. The best way to follow us is truthmafia.com. Truthful, out